Earth Science in English. Comprehension. How earthquakes cause damage. Earthquakes cause destruction in several ways. The primary hazards are the breaks in the ground surface that occur when faults rupture, the permanent subsidence and uplift of the ground surface caused by faulting, and the ground shaking caused by seismic waves radiated during the rupture. Ground vibrations can shake structures so hard that they collapse. The ground accelerations near the epicenter of a large earthquake can approach and even exceed the acceleration of gravity, so an object lying on the surface can literally be thrown into the air. Very few structures built by human hands can withstand such severe shaking, and those that do are severely damaged. The collapse of buildings and other structures is the leading cause of economic damage and casualties during earthquakes, including the high death tolls in the Tangshan, China earthquake of 1976, more than 240,000 killed, the Spitak, Armenia earthquake of 1988, 25,000 killed, the Izmit, Turkey earthquake of 1999, 15,600 killed, and the Gujarat, India earthquake of 2001, 20,000 killed. Earthquakes often proceed as chain reactions. The primary effects of faulting and ground shaking generate secondary hazards such as slumps, landslides, and other forms of ground failure. When seismic waves intensely shake water-saturated soils, the soils behave like a liquid and can become unstable. The ground simply flows away, taking buildings, bridges, and everything else with it. Soil liquefaction destroyed the residential area of Turnagain Heights near Anchorage, Alaska, in the 1964 earthquake. See Figure 12.5. The Nimitz Freeway near San Francisco in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, and areas of Kobe, Japan, in the 1995 earthquake. In some instances, ground failures can cause more damage than the ground shaking itself. A great earthquake in China's Gansu province in 1920 triggered an extensive debris flow that covered a region larger than 100 square kilometers and resulted in roughly 200,000 deaths. An immense rock and snow landslide, over 80 million cubic meters, triggered by a 1970 earthquake in Peru, destroyed two mountain towns, killing 66,000. Many of the 844 people killed in the 2001 El Salvador earthquake were buried by a muddy landslide loosened from a slope in the suburbs of the country's capital, El Salvador. Earthquakes that occur beneath the oceans occasionally generate towering sea waves, commonly called Fidai waves, but more accurately named tsunamis, the Japanese term. Tsunamis travel across the ocean at speeds as high as 800 kilometers an hour and can build up walls of water higher than 20 meters as they move into shallow waters. Tsunamis cause tremendous damage when they sweep over low-flying coastal areas. Secondary hazards also include the fires ignited by ruptured gas mains or downed electrical power lines. Damaged water mains in an earthquake can make firefighting all but impossible, a circumstance that contributed to the burning of San Francisco after the 1906 earthquake. Press, Seaver, Grotzinger, Jordan, Understanding Earth, Freeman.